Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Congress out of Washington this week, and as they talk to constituents around the country, likely they'll be hearing more about concerns about overregulation by the Obama administration, specifically the EPA. So on the minds of a lot of our agricultural producers, most certainly. Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma's 3rd Congressional District, past chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, says he's spending a good bit of his time these days working on trying to find a way to help derail the efforts of the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule from EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers.
I think there's a substantial group of us who understand how dangerous this is to every property owner, to every industry, to every individual's personal rights in the country. The EPA seems to be absolutely determined under Ms. McCarthy to put this rule out this year and to enforce it. Whether we use the appropriations process to slow them down, try to statutorily slow them down, but the biggest challenge here is they have a number of people in the United States Senate who share, apparently, the director's perspective. I suspect the president would not have made her director of the EPA if they didn't have a common attitude. This is just going to be a long, hard fight. That ability to cut off the money, and we have to have an appropriations process by which we can compel the president to cut off the money and still get it through the United States Senate, where we don't have enough votes to overcome a filibuster, it's going to be a tough year in regards, Ron, but this is a real threat to everyone who does anything in this country.
Congressman Lucas concerned that Gina McCartney, the EPA administrator, will push hard in the days to come to finalize her WOTUS proposed rule. Interesting twist on a story that's been around for a while in regards to the Humane Society of the U.S. and their crusade to eliminate gestation crates. They say only group housing should be used and that food companies should only source pork from farms that use group housing of sows. Well, several of our major hog producers are going that direction, but there's an undercover investigator that's been trotted out in a video interview this last week by the HumaneWatch.org organization. This particular undercover investigator that used to work for HSUS says that HSUS knows that hogs would prefer to be in gestation crates and would likely be safer in gestation crates, but they choose instead, he says, to push the gestation crate legislation because of what it would do to the pig farming industry. Heard it. We've got the story on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Undercover HSUS farm investigator finds gestation stalls good for sows. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.